After battling through their regular season schedule, the McDonald Lady Mags enter the postseason knowing that in order to advance, they need to be at their best every night. Well, good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It is regional final night here on a beautiful Saturday night in Chippewa. Division 4 WIAA girls playoff basketball pitting the number 2 seed, the home team, your McDonald Central Lady Mags, against the number 3 seed, the Marathon Red Raiders. Rims in and out. Rebound pulled down but stolen by McDonald. And there's the first basket for McDonald. Defense leading to offense, as it so often does. Langan, left elbow, out to Claire Ruff. Ruff, a big ball fake, driving baseline, pull up. Beautiful runner from along the baseline. Claire Ruff makes it 4-2. The Lady Mags take their first lead. Ruff, down the lane. Beautiful dump pass, down low. Yes. To Kendall Heffler.
Beautiful.
Long feed ahead to Siegenthaler, and she will save it from an over and back just by a whisker. Down the lane, a beautiful.
Oh. With the left hand, the recovery.
And the shot by Siegenthaler. That was Ann Siegenthaler.
That was just pure athleticism there.
Has a 3-on-1 down the lane to Ann Siegenthaler. No offensive rebound. Put back Claire Ruff. Ann works along the baseline. Floats it back out to Claire up top. Claire, foul line jumper. Feeling it, got it.
Give it to her.
She's hot. Kowski slides a bounce pass to Ann Siegenthaler. Count it. And the foul as she drives hard to the rack. Riley throws it across the floor to Kelsey Bremis. Kelsey driving in hard up. Strong with the left hand.
Nice power move there.
How about Kelsey Bremis? Makes it 24-9. Siegenthaler heaving across the timeline. Fires at Jasmine Gerber.
Gerber drives it hard and scores.
Nice feed.
How about the youngsters from JV making a difference here in the first half? Kelsey Bremis and Jasmine Gerber. Flanagan, left side. Claire Ruff for three. Splash it.
Take that.
Makes it 32-13. McDonald.
A steal
by Ruff. Ruff down the lane and scores. Post feed Kendall Heffler. Turning at the elbow. Chloe Flanagan. Kick into the corner. Three on the way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Aaron Siegenthaler
for three. Heffler has it knocked away from her. Kick to the corner. Aaron Siegenthaler for three. Splash.
And that's a timely hit from downtown for the McDonald sophomore.
Kendall Heffler, though, steps in front of a pass, knocks it away, pushes ahead to Ann Siegenthaler, and down the lane, challenge layup is good. They're holding high above her head, goes behind her back on the dribble. 1:50 to play, 46-29, the Lady Mags. Winner is regional champs. Moves on to the sectional semifinal on Thursday. Kendall Heffler splashing the three from just inside the arc left wing. 7 seconds left to Lauren Misfelt finds the senior. It says, you dribble out. 2-1, and as the clock hits triple zeros, congratulations, your McDonald Central Lady Mags are once again regional champions. 48-32, the final.
Step two taken, a regional crown claimed, and the road to the Resh continues. But this long journey gets harder tonight in a sectional semifinal. The stiffest test yet awaits in the number one seed, Cameron Comets. This is McDonald Lady Mags playoff basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Barron High School, home of the Golden Bears, in sight of this WIAA Division IV sectional semifinal, pitting your number 2 seed in McDonald Central Lady Macs against the number 1 seed in this bracket, the Cameron Comrades. McDonald 17-8 on the season, 10-2, part of the trifecta of champions of the Western Clover Belt Conference. On the other side, Cameron 23-3. They are co-champions with Northwestern of the Heart of the North Conference. 17-1 is their record. We'll step out for a minute, be back to break things down on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Lady Macs pregame here on WOGO Sports. Before we get started, a little housekeeping here. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Royal Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Royal Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIA Royal Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit RoyalMutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players that are going to need milk to fuel their performance, learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. And we are making great progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those that have committed their time and effort to ensure we are able to sustain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, please don't hesitate. An exciting and rewarding experience is calling you, so let's get you license as a sports official by accessing the officials tab at the top of the WIAA website homepage to get started. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. We're going to take another quick minute break to get an audio issue resolved. We'll be back in 1 minute on WOGO.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher-paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. CVTC.edu/spring.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, your on-site broadcast team, Sam Aberley, our camera operator, on-site video producer, and Elliot Spies, along with Gavin Bovey, our audio producers back at the WOGO studios in Halley. It's the 23-3 Cameron Comets against the 17-8 McDonald Lady Macs. We'll take another 1 minute break and be back after this on WOGO Sports. Back with the broadcast. Pre-game continued in 1 minute.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Tax the taxpayer.
Metropolis Resort is the perfect getaway for winter play. Action City is your home for target practice, bouncing your cares away, practicing your ninja warrior moves, and channeling your favorite race car driver and all your favorite arcade games. The fun continues at Chaos Water Park. Seek thrills, be lazy, or be active. And the aquatic playground, perfect for the little ones. And on-site dining like City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co., featuring Caribou Coffee. Family fun is what it's all about. Metropolis Resort.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame here on WOGO Sectional Semifinal. Your McDonald Lady Max and the comments of Cameron and Mark Maloney. This is a game we've been waiting for since Saturday night.
Yes, and boy, Caleb, I'm just watching them usher people in and out of here. It is jam-packed.
It is very full.
Over full, and there's people standing on the edges, and good crowd from McDonald, good crowd from Cameron. This is going to be an exciting game.
The way it should be in a sectional matchup. Again, we've got Cameron out of the heart of the North and McDonald out of the Western Cloverbelt Conference. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Coach Chloe Wanick of the Cameron Comets. Of course, Chloe, a standout at Cameron, and then starred for 4 years at Wofford as well. We're back in three on WOGO.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass. White City Glass.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Whether it's an education, business or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's pregame here on WOGO Sports, the WOGO Sports Live video stream, and WOGO on radio. The sectional semifinal WIA Division 4 tournament between the Cameron Comets and your McDonald Central Lady Macs with head coach Chloe Wanick of Cameron. And coach, 23-3 on the season. You've played some of these Western Cliverbelt Conference teams before, split between Fall Creek and Regis. What's your impressions of that conference and the job it'll take to beat McDonald tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really tough conference. They had a three-way tie for first between Fall Creek, McDonald, and Regis. We know we got to come out, be patient with the ball, value the basketball. They're tough teams over there. So,
coach, when we look at a senior-laden team like you have, though some youngsters contributing as well, too, defense really jumps out.
Yes, we take pride in our defense. Lexi Cuffell probably leads us on the defensive end. I mean, her stat line is insane. She's averaging close to seven steals a game, and how many deflections. Maddie Sievert comes in, Bridget Mones, Inez Schmidt. I mean, we really take pride on our defense. We know we're very good athletes, can run the ball in transition, so that's kind of what we focus on.
Coach, if you could write one big thing on a whiteboard for your team saying, if we do this, we should come out on top tonight, what would it be?
I always tell them 100% effort on every possession. I know they're nervous, excited, right, for the game. It's a big environment, big atmosphere. But if they just play the game like I know they can, I think they'll be okay. So,
coach, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Head coach Chloe Wanick of the Cameron Comets back after this with Coach Williams of the Lady Macs. This is McDonald Lady Macs pregame on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's pregame here live from Barron High School, site of this WIA Division 4 sectional semifinal between your McDonald Lady Macs, the number 2 seed, against the number 1 seed, the Cameron Comets, with head coach Sally Williams. And coach, coming off that regional final victory, obviously your last home game, cutting down the nets, a lot of emotions, but then it had to be back to work very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. I told them to enjoy it that night and that we'd come ready to work on Monday, and that's what we did.
When you look at this Cameron team, things that jump out, I mean, seniors, they've got a veteran lineup, they've got incredible defense, they've got some shooting, they take the ball away. I mean, they do a lot of things really well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're here for a reason, and they're a really good opponent that we got to bring our A game for. And we match up, I mean, we do a lot of the similar things, so I feel like it's very two similar teams going at it tonight.
What do you think will be most key for your team?
I think taking care of the ball and handling the pressure and being able to create turnovers is going to really be the difference for either team tonight.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward, and hopefully we're talking about moving on once again.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Sally Williams of the McDonald Lady Macs. This is the McDonald pregame on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi High and McDonald student athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Metropolis Resort, the perfect spring break destination. Endless adventures and fun at Chaos Water Park, relaxing in the lazy river to getting splashed by the dump bucket or racing around the go-karts and your favorite arcade games in Action City. There's something for everyone. Unwind at our delicious on-site dining, City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Book your spring break adventure at metropolisresort.com or call one of our fun experts, 715-760-9240.
Metropolis Resort.
Lady Macs pregame here on WOGO Sports before this Division 4 sectional semifinal. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. And Mark Maloney, when you look at this Cameron team, they're 23-3 for a reason. I see seniors, I see size, I see shooting, I see steals. They take the ball away nearly 19 times per game. They've got an excellent three-point shooter in a sophomore, Olsen. They've got some good size inside, and they've also got a lot of senior leadership. How do you combat that?
Yes, I mean, I'm just thinking the same thing, Caleb. Looking through there, they got four seniors on the roster, two juniors, and then seven sophomores on the roster. And I'm watching them warm up, and they're doing a really nice job out there. But again, you know, it's going to come down, like both coaches said, it's going to come down to the nerves, and somebody's going to have to step up here. I think one of these girls from McDonald, maybe a couple of them, somebody's going to have a really good night tonight, and that's what we need. We need to have some leadership out there, and somebody just needs to step up, and I think that's all it'll take. Somebody to come up as a leader, and I think the rest of the team's just going to follow him. Whether it's Claire, whether it's Ann, whether it's Aaron, whether it's Kendall, it doesn't matter. These girls know how to play together, and so that's what they're going to have to do tonight as one of the top keys is play together.
Winner moves on to the sectional final on Saturday. Your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Tip-off in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. We're back with Game Time next.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It is loud and here in Barron. The camera. Cameron Comets being introduced first. Lexi Cuffell, she does a little bit of everything for them. 5'7" guard, a senior averaging 11.5 points per game. Laura Rumsaus, 5'10" senior forward averaging 6 points per game. Bailey Olson, the 5'7" sharp shooting sophomore guard, number 13, averaging 15.5 points per game to lead the team. Olivia Lecision, 5'11" senior forward, number 21, averaging 7.5 points per game. And Bridget Moans, the 5'5" sophomore guard, number 34, 8.6 points per game. They are coached by Chloe Wanick, of course, a star here at Cameron, and also for Wofford at the Division I level. On the other side for your McDonald Central, Lady Max. They'll start Aaron Siegenthaler, the 5'7" sophomore guard, number 0, averaging 5.8 points per game, leads the team in assists. Kendall Heffler, lone senior, the starting lineup, 5'10", power forward, a senior, 6.1 points per game, and leads the team in rebounds. And Siegenthaler, second leading scorer, the sophomore, small forward, 5'8", 10.3 points per game. Chloe Flanagan, the junior 5'4" point guard, averaging 2.1 points per game, second on the team in assists, and their leading scorer, number 24, Claire Ruff, 5'8" sophomore shooting guard, averaging 16 points per game for first-year head coach Sally Williams. Cameron has come out in their jet black uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the navy numerals and lettering, and the white piping McDonald resplendent in their home uniforms, white tops and bottoms, with the solid blue numerals and lettering and the blue accents at the bottoms of the tanks and tops of the shorts.
Oh my goodness, it is loud in here. And I have to compliment that young lady that sang.
Oh, it's just spellbinding, right?
As a sophomore, she sounded like she was 30. What a voice.
Kendall Heffler to jump at midcourt. Kendall back taps it, but Cameron coming the other way with an easy basket. That was
number 13.
Number 13 for Cameron, and that's Bailey Olson, who again just was a little bit quicker to the ball and took it right to the hoop. 2-0 the Comets. Again, they pressure the ball relentlessly, steal the ball almost 19 times per game. Kendall Heffler, kick out Claire Ruff, right wing. Claire had it knocked away for a moment, knocked into the scorer's table by Lexi Cuffell, and out of bounds, staying with McDonald.
Well, we need to take care of the basketball against this team.
Again, teams that are quite similar with what they like to do. Cameron only giving up about 31 points per game. Cuffell. Pass then Chloe Flanagan. Picks up her dribble, throws in the left corner. That's Ann Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up, drops it down. Kendall Heffler up for two. And there's the first basket of the night for McDonald. Sophomore to senior. And a throwaway by Cameron. They threw it to their coach, Chloe Wanick, who, of course, is standing on the sideline. An early turnover for the Comets, 51 seconds into this game. Inbounds. Hear that Baron Bears logo at midcourt. Chloe Flanagan throws high post. Claire Ruff turns, faces the basket. Attacking, kick out. Aaron Siegenthaler, right wing. Drops it down to Ann Siegenthaler. Good position. Goes up. Strike. Score. 4-2. First lead of the game for McDonald. Now some pressure by the Lady Max. Little trouble in the backcourt. Throw near midcourt. Cameron coming the other way. They've got some good size, do the Comets. Again, 23-3. Cuffell. Swings left side. That's Bailey Olson, their leading scorer. Back to Cuffell up top. She throws high post to Olivia Lecision. Has her shot blocked by Kendall Heffler. Kendall with the block. Scramble for the loose ball. Coming the other way with Claire Ruff. Ruff across the timeline. Guarded by Cuffell. Crosses over on her. Picks up her dribble. Floats it midcourt. Aaron Siegenthaler. Chloe Flanagan. High post feet. Claire Ruff attacking the paint. Goes off the glass. Won't go down. Rebound to Cameron. 16-13 to go. Cuffell swings right side. Open look at a three. That went all the way for Cameron. Rims in and out. Offensive rebound. Taken away for a moment by Cameron. They get a body's hit the floor. And a foul called on Chloe Flanagan.
Nope, they put it on Kendall.
Kendall Heffler. Cora Rumsaus, 5'10 senior. Again, there are seniors littering this lineup and a couple very talented sophomores for Cameron as well. Lexi Cuffell, one of the seniors, will inbound. Cuffell throws right side. Gets it right back in the right corner. She'll spot up for three. That one rims out. Offensive rebound, Rumsaus. Rumsaus has it taken away, but back out to Cameron. Drive into the paint. Kick down to the right baseline. Back out to Cuffell. Cuffell for three. That one's well short. Rebound. Good box out, Claire Ruff. Push ahead to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan, nice bounce pass. Aaron Siegenthaler on the floor. No. Offensive rebound, and Siegenthaler goes up strong. Oh. No, but a foul.
Nice rebounding there.
15:43 to play. McDonald leading 4-2 here in the first half. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, American Marine has the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. First free throw is perfect for Ann Siegenthaler. That's her first points. That's her first free throw.
Yep.
She has 3 points.
Riley
Christensen Richardson into the game, number 34, 5'9" guard, sophomore, averaging 2.8 points per game. 5-2 McDonald, 15:43 to go. Second free throw is perfect as well, 6-2. 2-for-2 on that trip to the charity stripe, and Siegenthaler. Riley's going to guard the inbound. Emily Hartman also into the game, as you mentioned, number 31, 5'8" sophomore, 5.7 points per game. Cameron will inbound against full court pressure. Cuffle loops it near midcourt. On the run, pass almost thrown away. Nice drop down to Rumsoff. Blocked by Cameron.
Ooh.
What a foul.
Looked really good from here.
Wow, it really did.
Ruff was right there on top of it.
That's the second foul on McDonald. First on Claire Ruff. 15:35 to go, and Rumsoff will go to the line. Where Rumsoff, 5'10", senior forward, averaging 6 points per game. First free throw is good. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank and Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire is the perfect spring break destination with endless fun at Action City and Chaos Water Park, plus on-site dining options and Caribou Coffee. Book your adventure at metropolisresort.com. Rumsaws hits both. 2-point ball game, 6-4. McDonald with the lead. High feed, left side, knocked away. Cuffle coming the other way, drops it off, gets it back. Cuffle high off the glass and scored. We're tied at 6. Cuffle's first basket. Again, you just have to be so sure-handed with the ball right now if you're McDonald, or
yes.
Cameron will take it away. Feed to Kendall Heffler along the baseline. Gets good position. Goes up and scores again. Kendall came to play. 8-6 McDonald. Kendall Heffler with 4 points. Steal by Kendall Heffler. She couldn't quite save it. Knocked it away. Couldn't quite save it in front of her own bench. And we have a whistle with 14:55 to play.
I don't know if she winded or...
I don't know, or maybe she's trying to shake it off a little bit here. 14:55 left to go in the first half. 8-6 McDonald. Cuffle will inbound from right in front of the Lady Max bench. Cuffle throws it in to Lecision. Lecision, she is a sizable player at 6 foot at least. That's what she's listed at. Right side, Inez Schmidt. Up top, Cuffle. Cuffle working off the screen. Pulls up from 18. Off the rim, no. Claire Ruff, another good box out. Cameron trying to rip it away along the baseline. Claire across the timeline, shoots right side. Emily Hartman back to Claire. High on the right wing. Claire Ruff throws up top. Kicking the left corner. Ann Siegenthaler, good head fake, driving baseline. Goes hard, hits the side of the backboard. Offensive rebound, though, out to Claire Ruff. Ruff up top with her team leading by 2. Lexi Cuffle running back and forth at the top to pressure whoever has the ball. And a foul on Cuffle up top as she bodied up Siegenthaler. Stelter Inc., they work every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Riley Christensen Richardson, high post feed. Claire Ruff dumps it down, and Siegenthaler and is bumped from behind, and that's a foul. 2 fouls evening up here. Exactly 4 minutes into this game. And that one win against Bailey Olson, her first, team's third. McDonald inbound with Aaron Siegenthaler, finds Claire Ruff in the left corner, straddling the arc. Up top to Riley Christensen Emily Hartman. Kick out Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler for 3!
Nice.
Bucket! From the right wing for Siegenthaler. 11-6. Drive hard into the paint. No offensive rebound. Rumsaus puts it up. No, but a foul. And that's going to be the second on Claire Ruff. 13:41 to play. And Kendall Heffler is going to come back into this game. Rumsaus will be at the line shooting 2. 13 trailing 11-6. First free throw is good. Rumsaus has 3 points all from the line. White City Glass, salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi-Hi McDonald High School Sports on WOGO for over three decades. White City Glass, 4-for-4 from the foul line. They score Rumsas, and it's a three-point ball game once again, 11-8. McDonald's leading scorer now on the bench with two fouls. Whistle up top and a foul on Ann Siegenthaler, called for an illegal screen. Maddie Sievert went hard to the deck. And that's the fourth whistle against McDonald. And you mentioned someone's going to need to step up, and in this situation with Claire on the bench.
There we go.
And Siegenthaler with a steal. Euros down the lane. Oh. Goes down! 13-8, and Siegenthaler. Saying, I can pickpocket as well as you. Runner in the lane, well off the mark, rebound Kendall Heffler. Push ahead, Siegenthaler to Ann Siegenthaler, and down the lane, stripped on the way to the hoop by Couple. Scuffle for the ball along the baseline.
Should be a foul.
Out of bounds, and a foul on.
Cameron's number two, Maddie.
Maddie Sievert, who just came into the game. Team fouls even at four apiece, 13-11 to play in the first half. Tess Rozowski to come in, give Ann Siegenthaler a break, and Ann maybe a little worse for the wear after that collision along the baseline. Tess, one of the seniors on this team, will inbound. Rozowski throws right corner, Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron in that right corner, loops it back up top. Kendall Heffler, dangerous pass in the lane, knocked away and stolen by LeCision. Just took it away from Emily Hartman down there. LeCision throws it to the backcourt. That's an over and back violation.
Yep.
She didn't want to handle the basketball. Was looking for a guard and just not aware of where the midcourt stripe was.
Coach
maybe.
Williams going to take a timeout.
Coach Williams going to take a timeout. Seconds. We will as well. Back in half a minute. This is Lady Max Basketball in the sectional semi on WOGO Sports.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi-Hi and McDonald's student athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Don't delay. Bid today. Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. That's WisconsinSurplus.com. 5-point lead for McDonald. 5 minutes into the game. Exactly 13 minutes on the clock here in Barron for this sectional semi. Max for the basketball. Inbounds from Emily Hartman to Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler to Kendall Heffler in the left corner. Kendall back out to Aaron, high on the left in front of the Cameron student section. Clad in black here. Right side, Emily Hartman. Hartman outside the arc, shoots it up top, Aaron Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler, Claire Ruff, two leading scorers for McDonald on the bench right now. Pass knocked away. Ball rather knocked away by Couple. And out of bounds to Cameron. Couple gets nearly seven steals per game. 6.5, I think, officially. That time, maybe not credited with the steal, but forces the turnover with 12:39 to play. This Cameron defense is relentless.
It is. They are. It's a tough defense.
Olsen across the timeline. Left side for Couple. Couple for another three. That one on the way. Far side of the rim. No. Going high for the rebound. Riley Christensen. Richardson held ball called or a foul. Held ball. Oh. And possession arrow is going to McDonald.
Riley
skied for that one.
Yo, she was up there.
Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Long cross-court skip, Emily Hartman. Hartman for a three. That one, an air ball, comes down to Cameron. The Comets on the run now, far side of the floor. Up top is Couple. Couple swings into the right corner. Quick trigger on a three. That one rims in and out. Going high up again for the rebound is Riley Christensen-Richardson. Left side feed, Tess Rozowski in the corner. Tess kicks one out. Aaron Siegenthaler. 13-8 McDonald. Under 12 minutes to play here in the first half. At Barron, a packed Barron Gymnasium. Kendall Heffler driving in hard. Her shot blocked, but a foul. That one going against Cora Rumsas. Team's fifth foul with 11:45 to go.
On Schmidt.
Oh, on Schmidt, rather. Excuse me. Well, contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. First free throw is good for Kendall. Get a free quote now. State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls. That's MichelleMua.com, MichelleMua.com. Kendall Heffler has 5 points. McDonald lead is 6. Full two-possession lead, 14-8. And Siegenthaler back into the game along with Claire Ruff. Hartman and Riley Christensen Richardson took a seat. Second free throw is good for Kendall Heffler. 2 for 2 on that trip, 15-8. And 6 points for Kendall. Maddie Siebert across the timeline. High throw to Cuffell, right wing. Cuffell swings it back up top. In front of the McDonald student section, making some noise over there. Siebert throws to no one along the baseline, looking for someone to make a basket cut. And a turnover by the Comets. McDonald leading 15-8. And with possession, Chloe Flanagan at the point, running the show here for head coach Sally Williams. Chloe across the timeline, guarded closely by Siebert. They're looking to trap, throws it away, a steal by Olsen. Olsen coming the other way, pulls it up at the three-point line, loops it back to Cuffell. Cuffell back to Olsen. Olsen has a good look at a three, right side. That one rims in and out. Kendall Heffler powers down the rebound, pushes out Ann Siegenthaler, and a one-on-one down the lane, challenge, and scores! 17-8, McDonald with a 9-point lead. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball. Full We're back out. In 60 seconds, back in 1 minute on WOGO.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sectional semifinal from Barron High School. Off the timeout, a feed down low and an easy basket for Cameron.
24.
Number 24, new entrant into the game, I do believe. That's Anna Baraboo. And a whistle up top. And a foul on Cameron. As McDonald going the other way, 7 point in the ball game. Aaron Siegenthaler going to check back in for the Lady Max. 10:49 left here in the first half. Tess Rozowski going to check out. Aaron back in. That foul win against number 34, Bridget Mones. Sophomore, 5'5" guard. She averages 8.6 points per game. Her first, but the team's sixth. McDonald and bonus the rest of the way. Inbounds to Claire Ruff, left corner. Guarded by Lexi Cuffell. Sophomore against senior. Claire pulls it back to Chloe Flanagan. The junior up top swings high post. Drop down to Kendall Heffler. Couldn't handle the pass. Saves it back in balance, but stepped on the end line. The right idea for McDonald there is Kendall made a basket cut that looked like it would be wide open for a layup, but unfortunately
just taking her eyes off it for a second, maybe.
Bailey Olson, long cross-court skip to Cuffell. Cuffell up top just inside the foul line. Kicked away by Ann Siegenthaler. We'll start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK, only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months, and you can stop paying for glasses and contacts, free consultations, EauClaireLASIK.com, and Dr. Lee Hofer, EauClaireLASIK.com. Long cross-court skip, Siebert. Siebert drops down along the baseline. Kick back out to Siebert in front of the McDonald student section. Long cross-court skip thrown into the McDonald bench. Turnover, Cameron. Ball back to McDonald with 10:14 to play. Lady Max leading 17-10.
They got him razzled a little bit.
Now some height coming back in. Cora Rumsas. And they've got a lot of big players. Kendall Heffler along the baseline, and she stepped on the baseline again. Just went a little high for that pass, and Didn't see where the back of the sneaker was hitting, I guess. Team's trading some turnovers. Again, figure a lot of nerves in a jam-packed gym in
exactly.
Sectional semifinal. Number two, McDonald versus number one, Cameron. Couple the senior up top. Guarded by Siegenthaler. Throws left side. Picked down into the left corner. McDonald looking to trap. Back out to Olsen. Couple up top. Couple swings to Olsen. Wide open look at a deep three. That one back rim. No. Rebound to Siegenthaler of McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler. Push ahead to Kendall Heffler. Heffler over the shoulder catch. Pulls it back out. Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan for three. Straight on. Oh. Front rim. No. Offensive rebound. Kendall Heffler.
Yes.
They're rough. And rough up and in for two.
The first basket of the night.
The mid-range jumper. On tonight for Claire Ruff. We'll see if that gets her going. Leading 19-10. Whistle, and Kendall Heffler called for a reach from behind. She tried to deny the entry to Anna Baraboo. It's now the foul McDonald wanted there. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. That's Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Kendall Heffler will take a seat with two fouls, and Siegenthaler joins her on the bench as well. Couple up top. She'll pull up from 18. Back rim, no. Rebound. Batted the arms of Claire Ruff. Ruff will push ahead to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan down the left side of the lane. Knocked away from her. Out of bounds to Cameron.
Wow.
Last touch by Chloe, they'll say.
They're hustling. Both teams are flying
hands
down the floor.
9:11 to play here, first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sam Averly, our on-site video producer and camera operator. Elliot Spies and Gavin Bovee, the audio producing tandem, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Couple across the timeline. Couple swings right side. They'll drop down to the post. Rumsas has good position down low. Tied
jump
up.
Ball.
Tied up in possession. Staying with Cameron. But Lauren Buescher is seeing her first action tonight. Number 11, the 5'10" junior forward. Doing a nice job getting that tie up. Chloe Flanagan out. Emily Hartman in. 2 seconds away from the halfway point of the first half. McDonald leads 19-10. Cameron with possession. Inbounds right side. Pass up top to Rumsas. Goes back to the right wing. Kick up top for Olsen. Leaves it for Cuffle. And this offense runs through Lexi Cuffle. She does so many things well for Cameron. Driving in hard. Whistling a foul on Emily Hartman as Bridget Moans takes the initiative of taking it down the right side of the lane. That's McDonald's sixth foul. So now both teams have bonus the rest of the way. This will be a shooting foul for Bridget Moans. Shooting two. Again, contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. As the first free throw missed, Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, michellemua.com. That's michellemua.com. Score remains 19-10. Bridget Moans, the sophomore guard, back of the line for the second of two. Box out going to be critical here with McDonald. Pretty severe height disadvantage. Second free throw well off the mark, and Rumsas an offensive rebound. She's tied up. Elbows it out. Kick back out to Moans. Now to Cuffle. Cuffle swings high post. Lecision. Right corner. Olsen wide open for a three. And you know what? Give her enough opportunities.
Yeah.
Eventually she's going to hit one. Bailey Olsen has five. She's a 37% three-point shooter and hit 63 coming into this game. Six-point lead for McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler trapped in the right corner. Throws up top. Whistle and a foul, I believe, on Cuffle, and that may be her second.
It is.
That's the team's seventh, and so Riley Christensen-Richardson will go to the line, shooting a 1-1. Give us time to remind you that Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Free throw good for Riley. McDonald's hit 20 points. They lead 20-13. Riley Christensen-Richardson, her first points. Second free throw coming up for the McDonald sophomore. That one perfect as well. Lady Max a little locked in from the line here. They lead by 8, 21-13. Lecision, high post, kick out to Cuffle. Cuffle a ball fake, whips along the baseline, knocked away from Moans and out of bounds to McDonald. There is a lot of zip on that pass.
There was.
From Lexi Cuffle, and just a little too hot to handle. McDonald student section loves it. 8:06 to play. Aaron Siegenthaler takes the inbound pass from Lauren Buescher. We'll walk it toward that logo at midcourt. the home of the Barron Golden Bears, state volleyball champions. Left side, Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler back to Claire Ruff. Ruff jabbing, right corner feed. That's Siegenthaler back out to Claire. Claire pulls up, 18-foot jumper. That one well off the mark. A save attempt by McDonald, but back in bounds to Cameron. And Siegenthaler, a valiant attempt there. Push ahead, Bailey Olson. Olson in the right corner. Claire doing jumping jacks in front of her. Back up top to Cuffell. 8-point lead for McDonald. Olson again open for three. And another one. Look out if she starts getting dialed in. Bailey Olson now with 8 points. McDonald lead cut down to five. 7:17 to play. Feed down to Lauren Buescher, knocked away from her and stolen by Cameron. Cuffell now on the run, a two-on-two. Cuffell goes left side to Moens. Moens drops into Lecision. Lecision goes up strong, can't score, but a foul. And that one going against Aaron Siegenthaler. Foul starting to mount, seven apiece on both teams. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. That's just the first foul on Aaron Siegenthaler. And Lecision at the line, shooting two, a 7:03 to play. First free throw is good. McDonald's led by as many as nine. Cameron creeping back. Olivia Lecision, listed at 5'11". The senior has pulled her team within four. She can make it a single possession game with a make here. Second free throw is good. 21-18, McDonald. Cameron making a push. Can the Lady Macs respond? Claire Ruff, high on the left. Under 7 to go, first half. You're on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Right side, Ann Siegenthaler.
Surveying everything there.
And out to Chloe. Chloe dumps it down to Buescher. Kick out. Claire Ruff, left corner pocket. Three!
Nice.
Splashed it! Claire Ruff with the hit from downtown. And McDonald sorely needed that one. 24-18. They're back up two possessions. 6.5 minutes to play. Kendall Heffler about to check back in. Left side, Moens for three to answer. Rims in and out. Fight for the rebound. Along the baseline, save back into Cameron. Cuffell pulls up mid-range. Well off the mark. Rebound to Emily Hartman. Knocked away by Moens. She has quick hands. Knocked it away into the corner and out of bounds. Relentless are the comments. If you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director, gstewart@wwib.com, or call 715-723-1037.
Oh,
drive hard in the paint, going up and scoring, and one for Ann Siegenthaler.
I don't know how she got that pass through there, but that was a dime.
Goodness gracious. Siegenthaler makes it 26-18. And Siegenthaler at the line. Now with 10 points by our unofficial tally. Free throw is perfect. 27-18, largest lead of the night for McDonald. Right side feed. Bailey Olson pulls up along the baseline. A nice touch from the mid-range. Bailey Olson getting going. She has 10 points. Kendall Heffler along the baseline. Back out to Chloe Flanagan. 27-20 ball game. Kendall, 4-3, left corner. Oh. Off the front of the rim. No, Aaron Siegenthaler, offensive rebound. 5:42 to play. In the right corner, Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler. Aaron for three, online, front of the rim. No, Kendall Heffler gets the rebound. Knocked loose, though, by Cameron. And they'll come the other way with it. Cuffell driving down to the right block, extended. Cuffell looking for help, picks up a dribble, wheeling, throws it down to Rumsas. Rumsas throws one high off the glass, no offensive rebound. Lecision, no, but a foul. We'll see who that one goes against for McDonald.
Emily Hartman.
Emily Hartman picks up the foul for the Lady Macs. Free throw is good. 27-21.
They don't miss many free throws.
Lecision, the second attempt. That one is good as well. So Lecision, 2 for 2, it makes it a 5-point game. Lecision is 4 for 4 from the foul line. Right side, Aaron Siegenthaler. 5:07 to play. Siegenthaler matched up against Moens. Aaron Siegenthaler, the sophomore, finds Kendall Heffler in the right corner. Long cross-court skip. Kick into the opposite corner. A whistle and a travel call on Ann Siegenthaler.
Yep. A little skip step there.
Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Olsen across the timeline. Long cross-court skip into the right wing. Back out to Kuffel. Right side. Five-point game. Bailey Olsen, she's hot for three. No, but a foul.
Kendall just picked up her third.
And Bailey Olsen will go to the line shooting three. Claire Ruff going to come back in. Kendall's been playing a whale of a game. And her third foul is going to send her to the bench for the rest of the half.
Yep.
Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Long in the first free throw for Bailey Olsen. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Olsen hits the second. She now has 11 points. It's a four-point game. Can make it a single possession deficit for Cameron.
One more shot here off
Olsen
of a foul.
Olsen hits the other free throw. And she will. Talented sophomore, Bailey Olsen. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Check Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Check brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Check served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Check Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and neither does Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. They're available 24/7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding area since 1969. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to Wurzgala.com. Here on WOGO Sports, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you live from Barron High School. Late going first half of a hotly contested sectional semifinal in Division 4. Aaron Siegenthaler driving hard down the lane, and she will draw a blocking foul. That one going to go against Ramsas.
Yep.
That is the team's eighth.
Her first.
4:28 to play. Aaron Siegenthaler at the line, shooting two here. Her team leading 27-24. First free throw is good. Both teams have shot the ball with excellence from
yes.
the foul line. Aaron Siegenthaler with 4 points unofficially makes it a two-possession advantage for McDonald once again. Second free throw is good as well. 29-24, the Lady Max. Inbounds to Bailey Olsen, who's really got a hot hand right now for Cameron. Lexi Kuffel across the Bears logo at midcourt. Right side to Olsen. Can't let her loose right now. Rumsas in the right corner. Skips it up top. And there's Schmidt. Left corner, Rumsas driving baseline against Hartman, goes in hard and draws a foul from Emily. And will go to the line, shooting two. Rumsas is a perfect 4-for-4.
Emily from just the foul line. Her third.
4:09 to play. War of attrition here with fouls. Donald now has a couple players with three. Rumsas shooting the first of two and rims it in. 29-25, so Rumsas remains perfect at the foul line. Rumsas to once again make it just a single possession deficit. And she will rattle home her sixth consecutive free throw.
Yes.
29-26, three-point ball game. McDonald with the basketball moving left to right as we see it from our vantage point here at Barron. Logo Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and Logo.com, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Under 4 minutes to play. High post feed thrown away by Aaron Siegenthaler. Another steal for the Cameron Comets. Left side feed. Drive. Comes up short. Rebound down in the arms of Claire Ruff. And taken right back by Cuffle. Cuffle drops it down to Lecision. Lecision is point blank. Offensive rebound by Cameron, but taken away by Siegenthaler. Yep. Underneath the hoop and a whistle and a foul on Cameron. And that will send Ann Siegenthaler to shoot a double bonus on the other side with 3:36 to play. And that foul went against whom?
Lecision.
Lecision, just her first. But the team's 10th. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. First free throw for Ann Siegenthaler is good. Back to a two-possession ball game, 30-26, the Lady Mavs. Ann Siegenthaler has been tremendous so far here in a standing room only Barron Gymnasium. Second free throw. Rims out. Rebound batted into the corner. A race for it and won by Cameron. 30-26. It's been a while since anyone's missed a free throw. Powerful right side for Bailey Olson. Quick closeout by Riley Christensen-Richardson. The drop to Lecision. Lecision goes over the top of Claire Ruff and scores. Claire playing with those two fouls. And Lecision knew it. That's her first field goal. Two-point game. As close as it's been in a while. McDonald's led by as many as 11. Feed down to Riley at the left block. Throws it away. Cameron on the run. Down the right side of the lane. And the shot missed. And Siegenthaler with the rebound. Now McDonald with numbers. Claire Ruff, right side. Gets her defender in the air, but she walked with the basketball.
A little backward stutter step that they get caught with.
I think Claire was, again, trying to decide between pulling up for three and attacking the basket.
Yeah.
30-28. Cameron can tie with a two, go ahead with a three. McDonald has led for most of this game. Late going first half. Cuffle swings high post feed. Lecision facing the basket. Back out to Lexi Cuffle. Cuffle the senior at the left elbow. Kick out left wing. That's Bailey Olson. Olson pulls up. Mid-range jumper. Back rim. No. Rebound pulled down by Riley Christensen-Richardson. Riley harassed by Cuffle. Dumps it off to Claire Ruff with 2:24 to play. Ruff across the timeline into the forecourt. Right side feed. Ann Siegenthaler. And in that right corner. Work all the way across the floor to Claire Ruff. Corner pocket three. Left side. Rims in and out. Rebound batted it out of a couple pairs of arms. Ann Siegenthaler may be lucky she didn't get called for over the back there.
A lot of people were calling for that one.
Cuffle down the baseline. Ties the game. Excuse me, down the center of the lane, Lexi Cuffle. She has 4 points and we are tied at 30. And it is getting loud in here. Cameron has come back from a double-digit deficit. McDonald battling foul trouble. The Comets relentless on defense. Into the right corner. Skip back up top. Aaron Siegenthaler maintaining the dribble. Here against Inez Schmidt. High post feed. Riley fights it out. Kick to the left corner. Claire Ruff driving baseline. Ruff hangs hard in the air. No, goes down hard. And Claire is hurt.
Yep.
Coming the other way is Cuffle. Claire trying to get back to her feet. Cuffle. Pick out Schmidt. Schmidt down the right side of the lane. Kick to the left corner for a deep two, and Cameron takes the lead. And that was
Rumsas.
Rumsas with her first point that wasn't a free throw. And McDonald shorthanded there as Ruff went down hard.
Yeah, she's still kind of not feeling the best right now.
32-30 Cameron, under a minute to go first half. Feed into the left corner. Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up for three. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Lecision. Cameron now a chance to extend the lead. 32-30 the Comets. 43 seconds to play first half. Momentum swinging Cameron's way. The number one seed. Drive hard into the lane. No. Rebound fought for along the baseline. Last touch by Ann Siegenthaler.
Good fight under there.
And Cameron has a distinct height advantage. They use it well. 35.1 seconds
Claire
to play.
Needs to come out. She's telling coach that she needs to come out.
Tess Rozowski will come into the game. And Ruff banged up here. 35.1 seconds left. Two of the blocks, two in the corners for Cameron. Inbounds to Schmidt. Schmidt runs one up with the right hand and scores. Right down the heart of the lane. Inez Schmidt, her first points. 34-30, two-possession lead for Cameron. 24 seconds to play. Aaron Siegenthaler for three. That one well off the mark. Offensive rebound. Tess Wazowski. Tess traveling with the ball. And now Cameron can hold for a final shot if they want. 19.1 seconds remaining before halftime.
Girls just got to recompose here. They got plenty of time.
Cuffell to Olsen, back to Cuffell. Cuffell throws to a wide open Rumsaus underneath the basket for an easy two. And McDonald lost her, and they trail by two full possessions, 36-30. 6 seconds to play. Right side, Ann Siegenthaler. Ann trapped to the right corner, driving baseline, throws it out. Tess Wazowski to beat the buzzer. Off the mark. And it's a 36-30 game in favor of Cameron as we hit halftime here in Barron. Entertaining first half. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, back in 3.5.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Here in Barron, sectional semifinal. Cameron leads your McDonald Lady Macs 36-30 at the break. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you here on WOGO Sports. And again, hotly contested first half, as you might expect, between a number two seed McDonald and a number one seed in Cameron. And again, Cameron showing their veteran poise as they were down 9 for quite a while, down even 11 at one point, but they've surged back to a six-point lead here at the break, helped by some McDonald foul trouble, but again, just absolutely relentless pressure from Cameron here.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, the Macs had a little falling away there right towards the end. You got Claire getting banged up. You got Kendall on the bench with three fouls. Emily Hartman on the bench with three fouls. They need those girls out there, and I'm sure coach is just going to go, hey, you know, this is a do-or-die situation. You're going to have to leave Kendall out there till she's done. You're going to have to leave Emily out there until she's done. You got to let these girls just finish the game the way they want to finish it, and I think that'll help get these Macs back on track.
When we look at the leading scorers on both sides, starting with Cameron, Bailey Olson may have started out a little bit slower, but now she has 12 points tied for a game high. Two players in double digits for Cameron, but Olson with 12, including two triples. Cora Rumsas with 10. She's a perfect 6-for-6 from the foul line. Then 6 for Olivia Lecision, 4 for Lexi Cuffle, 2 for Inez Schmidt, and 2 for Anna Baraboo. On the other side for the Lady Macs, Ann Siegenthaler, fantastic in the first half with 12 points, again tied for a game high. 6 points for Kendall Heffler, 5 for Erin Siegenthaler, 5 for Claire Ruff, and 2 for Riley Christensen-Richardson. And both Kendall and Claire have played very, very well, and certainly hoping that Claire's, again, all right and good to go in the second half. But foul trouble for both of them has taken them off the floor when they've really, had excellent first halves.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, they just got to recompose here and, and let Claire get her wits about her. She hit the floor really, really hard down there. And took her a while to get going again, and she really needed to come out of the game towards the end. And I think now with a little bit of time off here, you know, hopefully she can recompose and get everybody back together.
Well, going on right now, the Macs Alumni Giving Competition, the Generation Showdown, the Ultimate Class Battle is now in full swing from March 1st through April 15th. Every donation with your class year counts toward your class total. Will your class take the crown this year? Final deadline is April 15th at midnight. Don't miss your chance to lead your class to victory. Give back, get competitive, and make history. 5% of all money raised will go back to the Alumni Association. Haven't heard from your class rep? No problem. Want to step up as a class ambassador? Reach out to the Advancement Office at advancement@max.k12.wi.us. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports with Mark Maloney's Military Shoutouts. Back in 2.5.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Metropolis Resort is the perfect getaway for winter play. Action City is your home for target practice, bouncing your cares away, practicing your ninja warrior moves, and channeling your favorite race car driver and all your favorite arcade games. The fun continues at Chaos Water Park. Seek thrills, be lazy, or be active. And the aquatic playground, perfect for the little ones. And on-site dining like City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co., featuring Caribou Coffee. Family fun is what it's all about. Metropolis Resort.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Halftime, and our halftime tradition is Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So as always, before the second half begins, please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. We'll get Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base with his family. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Joy Kabishik up at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks, Alaska. And Kyle Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona. Sarah Pass and Bovee, along with Kristen Levesser, are both with the Minnesota Air National Guard. Carter Billen, Security Forces, working at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Jeff Link is a Chi-High grad. He's in at Aviano Air Force Base in Italy. John Hayden from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, getting ready for one more year with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart, a Chi-High grad at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Noah Christofferson is an Army specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. Ellie Eckes, getting ready to become a second lieutenant in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Marshal Norty Burgess is out at Hill Air Force Base. Matt Pulver and his wife out at Offutt Air Force Base. And Mason Gadel is with the Merchant Marines. And again, a huge thank you, and what a great opportunity I get to thank all these military people and give a shout-out.
And we hope it continues for quite a while with the McDonald playoff run. Drive down the right side of the lane by Aaron Siegenthaler. Shot challenge knocked out of bounds. Kendall Heffler couldn't quite handle it. McDonald with both Siegenthalers, Chloe Flanagan, Claire Ruff, and Kendall Heffler, the original starting five on the floor for head coach Sally Williams. Trailing 36-30 to Cameron. Bailey Olson, the sophomore, throws to Rumsaus. Rumsaus down the lane, hit the underside of the backboard with her layup attempt. Claire Ruff will push ahead to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron right side, drops it back, tipped pass, back to Claire. Claire pulls up from 10, it's sweet. 36-32. Claire Ruff now with 7 points. Right side to answer. Olson for three. That's good. Olson with 15 points, a game high. She averages 15 and a half. Largest lead of the night for Cameron.
She's a good shooter.
Left side, Kendall Heffler in the corner. Workout back up top. Aaron Siegenthaler. Minute gone by, second half. Into that left corner, Kendall Heffler. Pass knocked away by Cameron and a steal by Cuffell. To Lecision. Lecision across the timeline. Left side, Olson. Olson spots up for another three. That one mercifully rims in and out. Rebound batted into the arms of Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron, long push ahead. Oh. And Siegenthaler trying to save it. She can't run it down. 16:43 to play. McDonald an opportunity there. Ball goes back to Cameron. 39-32. Lady Max with some full court pressure.
Steal.
Passed away by Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron throws it to Ann. Ann battles for it right in front of the McDonald student section. Ann attacks. Down to Chloe Flanagan. Oh. Flanagan comes up short. Rebound knocked away. And saved back to Kendall Heffler from Siegenthaler. Kendall can't score from low in the left side of the paint. Now a push ahead. And Cameron throws the ball away.
Both teams are just going at it.
It was like the bottom of a scrum after a fumble in football as the ball changed hands. A little block from our viewpoint. The ball changed hands a few times, it seemed like, along the baseline. So both teams will get settled in here. 96 seconds into the second half.
Well, we had a lot of
32.
Good looks at the basket there and just missed a couple of bunnies.
Ray Max down 7. Kendall Heffler right side to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron up top, Chloe Flanagan high on the left. Chloe swings into the left corner to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler back up top, Chloe Flanagan. Work opposite side to Aaron Siegenthaler. 2 minutes into the second half. Into the paint, Claire Ruff attacking, going up hard.
Oh.
And it's a foul. Another layup that just wouldn't go down for the Lady Mags. Now Cuffell, a push to Olson, back to Cuffell. Cuffell in the lane, pulling up, kick back out, Olson. Olson skips over left side. Bailey Olson, the sophomore, her team leading 39-32, back to Lecision at the foul line. Leave it right side. Brynez Schmidt. Olson driving in the baseline, kick out right side, Lecision. Jumper comes off the side of the backboard, no, rather the side of the rim. Rebound to Siegenthaler, and Siegenthaler's pass knocked into the student section of Cameron by Lexi Cuffer.
She was going to try and hit her sister again. One more try.
And Siegenthaler is going to take a break here. Riley Christensen-Richardson back in for the Lady Macs. 15-22 to play, down 39-32 is McDonald. And a sub coming in. Anna Baraboo will check in, and LeCision will get a break. Good to have you with us here on WOGO, Logo Radio. WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com, live streaming video on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Claire Ruff gets
there
a nice
go.
Feed from Siegenthaler, and Ruff up and in for two, sneaking along that left baseline.
Great pass from Aaron.
Now Cameron on the other side, an equally good find.
Baraboo.
And that was Baraboo who just came into the game. Excuse me, we'll get our score updated here, 41-32. Baraboo now has 4 points. 41-34, excuse me, is the score. McDonald trails by seven still. Basket answered for basket on those successive possessions. Aaron Siegenthaler high on the right, swings to Claire Ruff, right corner, front of the McDonald student section. Claire jabbing, probing, drives baseline. Claire driving hard to the baseline, hangs
oh,
in the
and
end
one.
Counted, and a foul of Claire with the hoop and harm.
That.
Oh my goodness,
what
no.
Happened?
Did they say she stepped on the baseline?
Are you kidding?
I did not see that. Wow.
Wow.
Talk about a momentum shift. A couple has her shot changed in the lane, and Claire Ruff comes out of there with the basketball. That was when I wish we had instant replay. Aaron Siegenthaler drives in hard. Euros and scores! There's the basket. 41-36. And Siegenthaler. Drive into the paint.
Baraboo's
just another score by Baraboo. Again, basket answered for basket. Cameron maintaining that arm's length advantage over McDonald by 7, 43-36. 4 minutes and change into the second half. High post feed, Riley Christensen-Richardson to Claire Ruff in the left corner for three. Too strong. Offensive rebound put back. No, but a foul. And Kendall Heffler will go to the line shooting two with 13:44 to play. Well, it's time, and time to call where's Gollum Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call where's Gollum Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. First free throw, too strong for Claire, or excuse me, for Kendall. Where's Gollum Plumbing and Heating, 839-0707, 839-0707, or where'sgollum.com. Aaron Siegenthaler takes a break. 43-36. McDonald trying to climb back within two possessions. Second free throw rims out for Claire.
So
basket has not been nearly as kind. Claire Ruff knocks the ball away but called for a foul. That's her third as she pokes away from Moans. 13-37 to play. Now McDonald has two players with three fouls. No, three rather. Kendall will check out. And do or die time here. You got to manage your fouls, but also can't slip too much further behind there. Inbounds to Moans. Moans muscles went up, rims in and out. Rebound fought for by Buescher, and she stepped on the baseline.
And a lot of them line calls.
And the physicality of Cameron. Just bodies bumping all over the place, even when McDonald's able to get a rebound. And Cuffle will give everybody a breath as she ties her shoe. Inbounds to Rumsaus. Back to Olsen. Olsen down the lane. Challenge in the lane. Buescher had it taken away from her by Cuffle. Cuffle pound the basket and a foul. Again, Buescher had it, didn't take it strong. And Cuffle just picked her pocket, scored and a foul. A chance for a double-digit advantage for the Cameron Comets. Ann Siegenthaler going to quickly check back into this game.
Yep, can't let this get out of here.
Ruff's going to take a quick break. And the intensity of this senior class for the Comets. Cuffle bricks the free throw. Rebounder Rumsaw. She went over the back. No call. And now a timeout by McDonald's. Rumsaw scores 13-18. 11-point lead for Cameron. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. CVTC.edu/spring.
If you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO sports director, gstewart@wwib.com, or call 715-723-1037. Cameron, an excellent offensive rebounding team, and that's hurt McDonald here in the second half. They trail 47-36. Whistle down low and a foul.
Baraboo.
That's just the team's second, so team fouls even at two apiece. McDonald led by as many as 11 in the first half. Cameron Storm back to take a six-point lead. Now they lead by 11, 47-36. Still an eternity left in this one. Riley Christensen-Richardson throws into Emily Hartman. Hartman loops it back out to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler had it stripped from her. Ball is loose and back in the arms of Cameron. Bailey Olson, right side. She'll step back for a three. That one rims in and out. Fight for the rebound. Tie up down low. Bodies flying everywhere.
Should be a jump ball.
Possession. We'll stay with Cameron. ...12:53 to play in the second half. Inbounds to Rumsaw. She'll pull up, come up short. Rebound knocked through a couple pairs of arms, and Emily Hartman peels out of the pack with it. Emily across the timeline. Throw away. Olsen almost took it away from Siegenthaler. Now Ann driving baseline. No, long rebound out. Tied up. And possession to stay
ball
with McDonald. As Baraboo held ball jointly with Emily Hartman. 12:38 to play. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us for this sectional semifinal broadcast live from Barron High School. Number one seed Cameron Comets looking the part. It's your number two seed in McDonald, Lady Max. Claire Ruff about to check back in, along with Kendall Heffler and Aaron Siegenthal. On top, Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan bounces to Emily Hartman. Hartman will try a three left side. Bucket! That's a big time hit for the McDonald sophomore.
The first points of the game, and we'll take them.
47-39. Emily Hartman to three. To answer for three, too strong.
Oh.
Looked like an over the back on Rumsaw's. Ball out of bounds. Staying with Cameron. I guess they're not calling it, so they must just be saying that she's a little too tall. I guess I'm just getting it cleanly because she has such a height advantage.
Exactly. So I mean,
I'm not down there. It just position-wise, it looks like, it's got to be over the back. But I guess they're saying, again, she's got good height, good reach. And
if there's no body contact, then it's not a foul. And she is. It looks like it's over the back, but
again, the officials have the on-court sight advantage. We do not, so 47-39. Couple in that right corner. Back out to Moans. Feed down to the right block. That's Baraboo. Knocked away from behind for a moment, and a travel. Kendall Heffler tied her up, and then the walk.
Kendall's
McDonald
playing
out the
there
other way.
She's got three fouls, and she's just going to play.
Team fouls even at two apiece, but again, McDonald has three players with three fouls. Moans will check out for Coach Chloe Wanick. 11:50 left to go in this game. 47-39, McDonald down eight. Can the Lady Max make a push?
Back to the starting five out there.
Aaron Siegenthaler right side. Brian Siegenthaler. And back to Aaron, high on the right. Claire Ruff trying to post up at the high elbow. Aaron drives down hard, and a whistle and a foul. I thought for a second they might get her for steps, but a call first, and that one will go against Maddie Severs. Team's third. So McDonald will inbound with Aaron Siegenthaler to trigger it in. Two at the blocks, two in the corners. Inbounds to Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up from 17 feet. Back rim, no. And rebound back to Cameron. Cuffle across the logo. Right side feed, Bailey Olson. They left her open again. She's too strong on the free throw. Offensive rebound, though, by Cameron. Back out to Olson. Olson drives in hard. Her shot
nice blocked
by the Siegenthalers.
Kendall come from behind there, and Ann was in front. There's Ann.
Ann in the lane. Pull up. No. Grabs her own rebound. Goes up.
There we go.
Scores. A muscly basket for Ann Siegenthaler. McDonald back within two possessions. Siegenthaler has 14. Timeout on the floor with 10:58 to play. McDonald trailing Cameron 47-41. We're back in half a minute, back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Welcome back to Lady Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sam Aberle, our on-site camera operator and producer. Audio producers at the Wogo home base in Halley. Elliot Spies and Gavin Bovey. 10:58 to go in the second half. McDonald trailing Cameron 47-41. They trailed by as many as 11 here in the second half, making a little push. Siebert left side, kick out Cuffle. They left her alone, she didn't take the three. Now to Olson. Olson right wing back to Cuffle. Cuffle deep on the left. Swing to the left corner, Siebert. Siebert will loft a three. That one far side of the rim. No, another offensive rebound. Rumsaws and a whistle and a foul. And Claire Ruff just got called for her fourth.
Yeah.
Battling with Rumsaws. The senior against the sophomore. Now Emily Hartman will have to come in for Claire Ruff with 10:39 to play. McDonald's leading scorer on the bench with four fouls. Who's going to step up for the Lady Max? Inbounds to Rumsaws. She'll pull up. Foul line jumper. No, excuse me. Mid-range jumper from about 14, 15 feet. Left side, Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler driving baseline. Yep. Blocking foul call on Cameron. And that's Rumsaws trying to set Siegenthaler up for the offensive foul. 10:29 to play. And Rumsaws was very close, I think, to getting that call.
Yeah, she was moving, though. That was the right call.
Emily Hartman to inbound. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler left corner. Rumsaws comes out on her. 47-41. McDonald down two buckets if they're threes. Right side Flanagan. Emily Hartman. Hartman into the right corner. Kendall Heffler. Heffler guarded by Lecision. Whips it across the floor to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron picks up her dribble. Mounts to Chloe Flanagan high on the right. High post feed. Aaron Siegenthaler attacking the basket. Goes up strong. No. Rebound. Caught four. And a jump ball possession to go to Cameron. But Bailey Olson goes down hard. I hope she's all right. Bailey Olson, a talented sophomore, and a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Olson able to get up and walk unassisted off the floor, so that's good news for Cameron. Good news for everyone. Everyone
yes.
sees a young person hurt. Cameron with the basketball, leading 47-41. Deep jumper, right baseline, no. Offensive rebound, Cameron. Kick out to Cuffle. Cuffle from 12 feet. Back rim, no. Knocked out of bounds to McDonald. The Lady Max battling there along the baseline, trying to secure that rebound. Tess Rozowski into the game. Chloe Flanagan steps out with 9:46 to play. 6-point game. Aaron Siegenthaler, left side, drops it to the left block. Back out to Aaron up top. And Siegenthaler between the wheels, guarded by Sievers. McDonald trailing by six. Pass fought down to Tess Rzowski in the left corner. Excuse me, to Aaron Siegenthaler. Back to Ann. Ann thought about a three. Instead drives along the baseline, pulls up. Foul line. Excuse me, baseline jumper. That foul going against the Cision. As Ann Siegenthaler drives left baseline. And will go to the line shooting two. That's the second foul on the Cision. She's played quite clean.
Yep.
Daughter of assistant head coach Joe Lecision. 47-41, McDonald trailing by six for his free throw. It's perfect. Grand Siegenthaler. Lady Max back within five. And unofficially with 15 points. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Lady Max. Second free throw good for Ann Siegenthaler. High post feed, Lecision. Lecision attacking the basket. Too strong off the glass. Grabs her own rebound. Tie up down low. Fowler. Jump ball. Jump ball. And possession should go to McDonald. And it will. And if you can't always beat him up top with the height, keep him from going up with the ball by jamming things up. Five team fouls on Cameron. Three on McDonald. 3 seconds away from the halfway point of the second half.
Need a conversion point here.
47-43. Lady Max down by four. Kendall Heffler. Out to Emily Hartman. Hartman drops to Ann Siegenthaler. The sophomore up top. Working against a 2-3 zone. Left side. Tess Rzowski, the senior. She'll pull up for three. Off the glass and good! How about Tess? The senior stepping up at the right time for the Lady Max. It's 47-46. 1-point ball game. Drive down low, panel and a foul. The response from Cameron. 49-46. And the free throw pending for Inez Schmidt. Substitution for Sievert. And a Baraboo going to come in. It's still a one possession ball game, 49-46. And Schmidt attacking. She can make it a two possession game with a free throw here. That free throw rattles in. 50 points on the board for Cameron. Inez Schmidt makes it a 4-point game. Emily Hartman for three. That one off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Siegenthaler. She's hammered as she goes up strong. Erin Siegenthaler will go to the line shooting two. And I believe that is the sixth foul on Cameron, which would mean McDonald would be in the bonus the rest of the way. That is the third also on Lexi Cuffell.
Yep.
Claire Ruff for McDonald's on the bench with four fouls. 50-46, Lady Max trail by four with 8:23 to play. Aaron Siegenthaler, McDonald's sophomore at the line, and calmly hits the first free throw. Back to a one possession game. And Siegenthaler going to take a break. Riley Christensen Richardson back out there. Emily Hartman, Kendall Heffler, Aaron Siegenthaler, and Tess Rzowski, the 5 and the 4 for Coach Sally Williams. Second free throw perfect as well. Barely rippling the net. 2-point game. Aaron Siegenthaler hits both free throws. Cameron leads 50-48. Right side, Olsen. Olsen for three. Back rim, no. Rebound fought for. Loose along the baseline. Who touched it last? Comets did. It's McDonald basketball with 8:12 to play.
Here we go.
Now McDonald a chance to tie or take the lead. And McDonald Studi getting revved up. Right side, Aaron Siegenthaler. Outside the arc. Slides a bounce pass to Kendall Heffler. Long cross court skip on Lee Hartman. Extra pass. Tess Rzowski for another three.
Got it!
Yes! Hits the three and gives McDonald the lead! 51-50! Tess Rzowski, her second make from downtown. Lecision in the lane. Off the glass and good. Seesaw. Back and forth we go. Lecision. Her first points of the second half. Aaron Siegenthaler to Tess Rzowski. Tess back to Aaron. Swings left side, Emily Hartman. Hartman left wing, drops it down to Kendall Heffler in the left corner. Straddling the arc. Back up top, Aaron Siegenthaler. 7:25 to go. Emily Hartman well short with a 3-point attempt. And
jump
a tie up. Possession should go to Cameron. But Aaron Siegenthaler earning the move of the possession arrow. 7:19. Left to play. They need to start saying in regulation. Lexi Cuffell playing with those three fouls. I don't think Coach Chloe Wanick is even thinking about taking Cuffell out. Left side, Bailey Olson. back to Cuffell. Cuffell back to Olsen. Olsen left wing to Cuffell straight on. Cuffell, 4-3, front of the rim, no. Rebound tracked down, but taken away by McDonald. Up there's ahead, Kendall Heffler, under the shoulder catch, layup in.
Nice!
McDonald retakes the lead. Siegenthaler with the find. 53-52, McDonald. Kendall Heffler, her first points of the second half. Decision, left elbow, drops it down, high off the glass, no. Offensive rebound, no, taken away by McDonald. Emily Hartman took it away from Lecision along the baseline.
They do a great job of grabbing the ball when the Cameron girls bring it down low, and the down girls are just taking it out of their hands.
Kendall Heffler in the right corner. Up top, Riley Christensen Richardson. It's 6:25 to play. Riley bumped out to Emily Hartman. Hartman kick. Aaron Siegenthaler, 4-3, left wing, off the front of the rim, no. Rebound out with Cameron, and they've got someone wide ahead of the pack. That's Olsen. Olsen missed the layup, offensive rebound, put back, no.
Another miss.
McDonald takes the rebound down.
There's Kendall again.
Siegenthaler to Kendall. Kendall ahead of the pack, over the shoulder.
Oh,
pass.
Nice.
And another layup. Kendall Heffler faces 55-52. McDonald, timeout on the floor. And we'll take a break to catch our breath as well. 6:02 remaining, 3-point game. We're back after this
seconds.
On Tony Ocho Sports. Back in half a minute.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, one of our great sponsors, Clay and the crew. 6:02 left to play in regulation. McDonald has trailed by as many as 11 in this game. They've retaken the advantage by 3, 55-52. 6:02 remaining. Cameron basketball. McDonald's also in the bonus the rest of the way. Cameron has committed 6 fouls. Feed down to Rumsaus. She's doubled and a whistle and a foul. As Kelsey Bremnes came into the game, she'll pick up her first. Kelsey trying to say I was going straight up, but we got a little body there. And Rumsaus, who is perfect at the line, has not missed. 6 for 6 from the foul line. Cora Rumsaus, a senior, first free throw, front rim.
You jinxed the right person.
Broadcaster jinx in full effect, I guess. Rumsaus still 6 for 7. She has 12 points, 55-52, 5:53 to play. Second free throw rims in, 55-53. Cora Rumsaus, now McDonald facing full court pressure, inbounds to Emily Hartman. Hartman jogs it into the forecourt. Emily left side feed, Tess Rozowski. Tess doubled, puts it on the floor with the right hand. Tess tried to throw up a tough shot, and she drew a foul from Rumsaus. And if they say that was in the act of shooting...
Okufo, excuse me.
Well, then that's her fourth. And Tess Rozowski will go to the line shooting two. And Lexi Cuffell, the do-everything player for Coach Chloe Wanick, has 4 fouls. First free throw for Tess. Brings out. Oh, halfway down.
Good shot.
Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, American Marine has the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. That's American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Tess Rozowski, second free throw. Too strong. Rebound fought for, and Emily Hartman can't quite take it away from Cameron. Now a couple across the timeline. 55-53. Cameron trailing by 2. Couple up top. Right side Rumsaus. The worker back around the perimeter. Left side for Bailey Olsen, the dangerous three-point shooter. Cuffell back to Olsen, high on the left, 5:25 to play. McDonald looking to double the ball. Left side to Olsen. Olsen swings, Inez Schmidt. No drop down. Stripped of the ball, Tess Rozowski knocks away from Rumsaus.
There we go.
McDonald with the turnover and a chance to extend a one-possession lead. They lead 55-53. We're at the 5-minute mark of the second half. Screen, Siegenthaler driving, baseline hangs in the air. Oh! 57-53. Coming the other way. Rumsaus missed the shot, but a foul. How about Aaron Siegenthaler showing some aggression on offense we haven't seen?
Yes.
And Aaron went up high for that one. Now the foul on the other side is the fourth on Emily Hartman. And that will send Rumsaus, an excellent free throw shooter, to the line, shooting two in a 57-53 ball game. And she misses the first. She really is a phenomenal free throw shooter.
Cooled right off here in the second half, though.
Remnis comes out, Rozowski comes out, Hartman comes out. What a phenomenal job they've done.
Yep. The Towns back to their starting five for the last, maybe 4:49 here. They got to take care of the game.
And Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan. Second free throw is good. 57-54. McDonald still leads by three. Rumsaus hits another free throw. 4:46 to play. Three-point ball game. Clutch time for both Cameron and McDonald. Right side, Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan, the junior, guarded closely by Kuffel, who has those four fouls. Left side, Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler drives in hard. Euros hangs in the air, too strong. Rebound to Kuffel. Kuffel will run. Right side, Olsen. Olsen to tie the game for three. Backside of the rim, no. Rebound out to Kendall Heffler. Kendall has a one-on-one. To the right side of the lane, hangs in the air, and it goes down again for Kendall. 59-54, McDonald. Five-point game, lost in the
lost it.
Right
got
corner,
a ball.
Out of bounds to McDonald. Rumsaus lost the handle. I didn't see if that was forced or if she just...
No, I think the McDonald girl hit it, and then when she went to grab it, it went off her hand.
4:10 to play, five-point game. McDonald with the lead, 59-54. Kendall Heffler to inbound. Aaron Siegenthaler will take her time walking up to the Golden Bears logo at midcourt. Kuffel will give her about 10 feet of space. Working off a screen from Ann Siegenthaler. Aaron attacking down the right side of the lane. Right block extended. Pass up top, Chloe Flanagan. Finds Claire Ruff in the left corner. Claire back to Chloe up top. 3:52 to play. Both teams in the bonus now the rest of the way. Flanagan picks up her dribble.
Ooh,
and Kuffel ties her up. No, that's a foul. And Kuffel has fouled out. Lexi Kuffel cannot believe it. She thought she had a tie-up. Coach Chloe Wannick can't believe it as well. And Kuffel, the senior, just in agony, cannot believe that she was just called for a foul there.
I thought it was.
And McDonald will shoot another one. Wow. So Chloe Flanagan will go to the line, shooting a 1-1 here. That was the eighth foul against Cameron. Aaron Siegenthaler steps out. Riley Christensen Richardson back in. Everybody on their feet, the student sections. Chloe Flanagan, her team leading by five. This is a 1-1. Free throw for the lefty. Perfect. Full two possession lead for McDonald.
Her first point of the game.
Chloe Flanagan. Spent a good time for it. Hits the first free throw. The junior at the line for the second of two. Free throw away. Back rim, no. Rebound tracked down by Cameron. Push ahead to Rumsaus. Rumsaus left side, knocked away by Claire Ruff. Ruff with the steal. Ruff has a one-on-one. Down the right side of the lane, hangs in the air. Tough shot along the baseline. No, knocked out of bounds by McDonald. Going to Cameron. Claire trying to press the issue in transition. Had a tough shot, kind of a fall-away jumper along the baseline. Ball back to the Comets with 3:34 to play. Siebert across the timeline. High post feed, LeCision. LeCision back to Siebert. Pass knocked away. Last touch by whom?
No.
By McDonald. With 3:24 to play. Again, both teams in the bonus. 6-point lead for McDonald with 3:24 left. I think a lot of the offense is going to run through Bailey Olson right now for Cameron, but we'll see. Riley Christensen Richardson pokes the ball away into the Black Cloud student section of Cameron. Out of bounds to the Comets. Siebert to inbound. Finds Olsen in the backcourt. Olsen, the talented sophomore. Again, great to see her out there after she went down heavily earlier. Back to Inez Schmidt. Schmidt drives down the lane, fouled by Kendall Heffler. And Schmidt will go to the line, shooting two with 3:11 to play. And that is the fourth on the senior, Kendall Heffler.
Gotta and leave her out there.
60-54. Kendall playing a whale of a game. Schmidt will shoot two. First free throw, rims out. 3:11 left. Again, as we've been saying again and again, the box out critical here with LeCision and Rumsaus. A lot of height, a lot of length, a lot of experience. Schmidt, the second free throw. That one is good. 60-55. McDonald up five with 3:11 left. And a substitution, Rumsas out. Back in, Anna Baraboo. Again, that free throw from... I already forgot who's at the free throw line.
Number 11.
Bailey, or excuse me, Inez Schmidt. There we are. And Siegenthaler, left block extended. Under 3 minutes to play. And neither team can foul without sending the other to the line. 60-55, McDonald. 2:55 to go. Riley Christensen Richardson looking for help. Back out to Kendall Heffler to clear Ruff. Ruff right side. Guarded by Siebert. Working off a screen, doesn't take it. Goes right side. Fights it back out to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler near midcourt. Bumped. And McDonald trying to force a foul from Cameron. Siebert pushed back out. McDonald was very close to a travel there. Knocked away by Bailey Olson from Claire Ruff. Claire on the floor for it. Goes down hard. And Claire is hurt again. Back to LeCision. LeCision got the basket and the foul. And Claire Ruff is still on the floor.
She landed hard on the ball.
60-57. LeCision with the score. And she'll be shooting an end one.
She landed really hard on the basketball.
We're going to take out timeout back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Macs.
Claire Ruff is still being tended to. Again, Bailey Olson knocked the ball away from Claire. There was a scramble for it, and Claire landed very hard. With 2:21 left, it's 60-57, McDonald. Cameron will be going to the line to shoot a free throw. Again, out of that scramble, LeCision attacked the basket, was fouled and scored. Again, McDonald was in a position to run out the clock. Potentially, again, a lot of time left, but yeah, to try to force foul now. Again, a lot of folks gather around Claire Ruff checking on her, and that's the most important thing in the world right now.
Yep, giving her some time, catching her breath. Said she dove for that, for, I want to say football, because that's what it looked like to me. She dove hard for that basketball, and then I think Bailey landed on top of her, and the bottom, the ball was on the bottom there, so she might have taken that like right in the solar plex in the rib area.
Again, we have 2:21 left, and
we're going to call mom and dad down, I think.
We're going to take another break and step away. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
There are 2 minutes 21 seconds left in regulation here in Barron.
Claire's getting some help out there. Dr. Nate Stepp is down there now taking a look. Mom's down there encouraging.
Again, on our video feed, we're not going to be showing this just out of respect.
Yeah.
But again, certainly praying hard for Claire Ruff. When we do resume, Cameron will be at the line. Shooting an end one free throw. LeCision will be at the line. Her team trailing by three, could be two. But all of that seems kind of inconsequential right now.
Yeah.
We'll be back in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports. And back in a minute.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Scene unfolding right now that no one wants to witness at a sporting event, and that's a player down for an extended period of time. Claire Ruff again at the far side of the floor at the foul line. Went down very hard and has stayed down again moving, but being tended to by parents, Coach Williams, assistant coach Ben Dodge. Again, the response was very quick. Athletic director Brittany Hover. Barron conversing with the officials right now. Again, it's 2:21 on the clock. McDonough leading 60-57. And Cameron will be at the line shooting a free throw.
We're hoping.
Just can't think about anything other than our friend Claire Ruff right now.
Claire can shake this one off, but again, that was a very, very hard fall, and again, in a body on top of her. Basketball's on the bottom.
And a very unforgiving surface on a hardwood floor as well. Again, we'll take another break here. No reason, again, to keep it here at the moment, and we will be back in another minute here on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome to the Bundle event, entering now our undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Here on WOGO again, wishing each time we go to break, wishing that we would have something encouraging to tell you when we come back. But unfortunately, no change at the moment. The McDonald team has left the floor. Now Cameron leaving the floor as well.
I would assume they probably would have an ambulance on the way. That is probably what they're waiting for. Again, you got Nate Stepp down there. Who's a physician, and He's tended to a lot of, injuries coming out of the stands and helping out, and that's what Nate does. He's an awesome, awesome guy.
Again, to all those watching, listening right now, just asking you to pray with us for Claire. And 2:21 is what we have remaining in this game. If and when it is able to come to a conclusion, but right now just
they're being very, very cautious with her.
And again, we see that with athletes, with student athletes as well, too, and an abundance of caution always, and certainly always hoping for the best while making sure that every precaution is taken.
Yeah, I think they're just waiting for some help to arrive here, which is probably an ambulance service, unfortunately. And hopefully a good thing for Claire that they can get this resolved.
And her parents down there on the floor with her as well. We will take another break here on WOGO again. Just wanting to reiterate to please be praying for McDonald sophomore Claire Ruff right now. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi High and McDonald student athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
A very raucous gym here at Barron has fallen silent. Again, it's Claire Ruff being attended to by emergency medical personnel right now.
See, you're moving her hands around. That's a good sign.
Again, Mom and Dad are down there with her as well. And again, wanting to keep those who are watching and listening updated, but certainly not wanting to dwell on this horrible moment other than asking you to pray with us for Claire. And again, appreciating those who are taking such good care of her right now and hoping and wishing and praying for the very best outcome. Again, we will step out and we will be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades,
But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Back here on WOGO. The game paused right now as Claire Ruff being attended to by emergency medical personnel here on the floor. Both teams again have left the floor as well. The type of situation that you hear about, see on the news, but hope that you never witness in person. And unfortunately, that is what is unfolding here right now. Again, Claire going to be taken out here, and so we will step out. We'll be back here on WOGO Sports back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome you back here on WOGO Sports. And Claire Ruff has been transported from the building. And the NFL team coming back onto the floor.
Yeah, now
it's hard to imagine playing basketball.
Yeah, exactly. There's
they'll be giving a warm-up to both teams.
Tears down there from the McDonald girls. And
tears up here as well. And both teams will be
given
a warm-up here. The game situation that there's 2:21 left. Team fouls now even at 8 apiece. Decision for Cameron will be going to the line, shooting an end one. She just pulled her team within 3, 60-57. On that play, again, if you're just joining us, it's been a whale of a game. McDonald had a 6-point lead, looking to force Cameron to foul, try and dribble out the clock. Bailey Olson, sophomore from Cameron, was able to knocked the ball loose from Claire Ruff. They both scrambled for it. Claire dove on that loose ball. We think fell on it. Olsen fell on top of her. The ball came loose, and LeCision took immediately, attacked, scored, and was fouled. Olsen got up. Claire did not.
Donald does have the three-point lead right now, and again, they got the and one coming up. But
that free throw pending for the Cameron Comets.
It will be. It's just going to be tough. I mean, the girls are going to have to really, really, really recompose here for 2 minutes and 21 seconds. And the clock's in their favor. The fouls are in their favor. See if we can't end this on a good note.
And it's certainly going to be about hoping for a miss from LeCision. If she does miss, got to secure that rebound. And ball handling, passing, those basics that you work on at the Y at the very beginning of your basketball career, that's going to be essential down the stretch here for McDonald to try to hold on to one possession advantage. Whether it be three or two, we'll find out. Again, both teams warming up here. Student sections have retaken their feet. We'll step out, be back in 1 minute here on WOGO. As in a much more somber gymnasium, we will be back to basketball. I'm not sure that anyone on the McDonald's side, or myself included, really has much of a heart for it right now.
Yeah. But
the game is to be played. We'll be back in a minute.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher-paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. CVTC.edu/spring.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Both teams being given one final meeting with their coaches, and game action will resume. There are 2 minutes 21 seconds left in this sectional semifinal, WIA Division 4 tournament crowd, action.
Crowd trying to get back into some
Olivia
basketball atmosphere.
10 points, trying to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Here, her team trailing 60-57. The senior's free throw is good. 60-58. Aaron Siegenthaler across the timeline. Pumped off. Here's a back right side to Chloe Flanagan. 2:12 to play. And the other team can foul without a bonus free throw, but Cameron with a steal. Now down two. Left side knocked away, and McDonald with the steal. Aaron Siegenthaler throws it to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann crossover, being chased from behind. Ann down the lane, throws up a tough shot. And could have been an end one, but the extra step first. Minute 53 left, and now Cameron has possession, down just two. Bailey Olson across the floor to Maddie Siebert. Siebert throws high post and is knocked away and stolen. Kendall Heffler took it away. Heffler to Ann Siegenthaler. Ball is loose. Siegenthaler walked again.
She walked again.
Minute 40 left. And I believe we
Cameron's
have a timeout on the floor from Cameron coach Chloe Wanick. Back in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports in a two-point game with a minute 40 left. Back in 60 seconds.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
The Tropolis Resort is the perfect getaway for winter play. Action City is your home for target practice, bouncing your cares away, practicing your ninja warrior moves, and channeling your favorite race car driver and all your favorite arcade games. The fun continues at Chaos Water Park. Seek thrills, be lazy, or be active. And the aquatic playground, perfect for the little ones. And on-site dining like City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co., featuring Caribou Coffee. Family fun is what it's all about.
Crowd rising to his feet. Minute 40 to play. Cameron trailing McDonald 60-58. Cameron with the basketball off the McDonald turnover. Inez Schmidt up top. Lexi Cuffell has fouled out for Cameron. Bailey Olson back to Schmidt in the right corner. Schmidt guarded by Aaron Siegenthaler. Minute 26 to play. He'll feed it down in the paint, knocked away, and the steal by McDonald. Kendall Heffler has it. Kendall down to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler lost it. It's loose along the baseline, and LeCision takes it away. Cameron has the ball again. Down two, right side, Bailey Olson. Olson back to Schmidt. Schmidt right side to Olson. Minute 8 to play, 60-58. McDonald up two. And then Schmidt left side. Sievert. Sievert drives into the lane, hangs in the air, and a block out of bounds to McDonald.
Saying, oh, they might have to confer
they
here.
They may change this call. We'll see.
Yep.
And it is Cameron basketball. I think the official, again, on the near side here maybe had a little bit better viewpoint of it.
Yeah.
58.4 seconds remaining. Two-point lead for the Lady Macs. Olson to inbound. Olson finds Schmidt. Schmidt in the lane. Attacking. Goes up strong.
Oh,
foul. And Aaron Siegenthaler with 55.7 left. And Schmidt will shoot two pressure free throws to try to tie this game.
Aaron's second foul, but make him earn these baskets.
Team's ninth, so double bonus the rest of the way for Cameron. McDonald will still be in the single bonus on the next foul. Schmidt the first of two. First free throw's good. 1 point game, 60-59. And there's Schmidt. He's hit three free throws in a row. Schmidt to tie the game.
Work hard.
The sophomore. Back rim. No. Rebound pulled down by Ann Siegenthaler. 53 seconds left. 1 point game. McDonald up 60-59. Bailey Olson fouls Aaron Siegenthaler. This will be the final 1-1 for McDonald with 47 seconds left. Aaron Siegenthaler will go to the line, shooting a 1-1 here. Both teams now in the double bonus the rest of the way. 60-59, McDonald, 47 seconds to play. Aaron Siegenthaler, McDonald sophomore. Free throw, back rim. Rebound fought for, and Siegenthaler takes it. Aaron Siegenthaler gets her own rebound. I think Kendall Heffler may have gotten a piece of that. Now 39 seconds to play, and Aaron is fouled with 38.3 seconds left. And Aaron now will shoot two free throws. Double bonus here.
Bailey Olson just picked up her fourth.
So Aaron Siegenthaler, her team leading by 160-59. We'll have two free throws here for the Lady Macs. First, up,
got
perfect.
It.
61-53. Excuse me, 61-59. 2 point game. Aaron Siegenthaler to try to give McDonald a 3 point advantage. Free throw, perfect. Aaron Siegenthaler hits two pressure-packed free throws, and it's a three-point game. Inez Schmidt now at the point with Cuffell out. 34 seconds to play. Schmidt, far side of the floor, left side, guarded by Siegenthaler. Bailey Olson, timeout taken by Coach Wanick with 29.8 seconds to play. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO, back in half a minute.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Full timeout taken by Cameron, which will give us moments to set this up. 62-59, McDonald leads Cameron in this WIAA Division 4 sectional semifinal here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, WOGO Radio 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. WOGO Sports, the live video stream on YouTube. You can subscribe there. Also, WOGO Radio Facebook page, live video stream there. McDonald leads 62-59 by virtue of two made free throws from Aaron Siegenthaler. A side out of bounds just to the left of Coach Chloe Wanick for her sophomore, Bailey Olson. Cameron down three to your McDonald Lady Max. They'll stack in front of Olson.
Cameron has no timeouts left.
Inbounds to Sievers. Standing at the logo at midcourt. Chloe Flanagan will pick her up. 26 seconds to play. Right side. Right block extended. Looking for Olson. Olson trying to find a three. Knocked away from her by Siegenthaler. Right side feed. Jumper along the baseline. Decision. That's an air ball. Knocked out of bounds. Offensive rebound. Putback. No. And it's loose and a foul on the ground. But still a double bonus.
That might be Kendall's
coming
fifth
up here for Cameron with 11.4 seconds to play. And Inez Schmidt.
I think Kendall just fouled out.
And so the senior. Will this be her final game for McDonald? Or will they live to play another day? 11.4 seconds to play. This again is a double bonus. And Inez Schmidt, who's just been excellent at the free throw line here in the second half, will shoot two. The first free throw, too long. And she's a good foul shooter. 11.4 seconds left. And Siegenthaler, Riley Christensen, Richardson at the blocks. Inez Schmidt, second free throw. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by McDonald's. Loose. Taken back up by Bailey Olson. 8 seconds left. Olson guarded closely. 6 seconds. Olson pulls up for three to tie the game. No. Offensive rebound. Put back. Yes. But the clock is going to run out.
Yep.
It's 62-61.
Game's over.
Is there any time left?
No.
No, the game is over. And McDonald has won. McDonald survives by a point and moves on to a sectional final on Saturday.
Great game. Great finish by these girls.
What a battle on that final rebound. And McDonald survives a late push by Cameron. Lady Max led by 11 in the first half. They surrendered that lead, trailed by 6 at halftime. Cameron took an 11-point lead in the second half, and somehow, someway, this Lady Max team endured and survived, and now a prayer huddle for McDonald is again far more important than this game, which they had to finish for their friend.
Yeah,
some prayers for Claire. Claire Ruff taken from this game on the stretcher. Back with the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass Fury in Chippewa Falls. McDonald wins at 62-61. An incredible game. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels. Water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
To serve again, Wurzgalla Company. Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the max.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Whether it's an education, business or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
We welcome you to the Post Class Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Certainly an absolute mixed bag of emotions exactly. Right now, as McDonald has just pulled off an incredible come-from-behind victory over Cameron, 62-61. The Lady Macs will move on to a sectional final at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Again, the announcement made that game is scheduled for Hayward, but likely will be moved. We will wait on information on that. Again, we will be there on WOGO. But again, that exultation with McDonald winning an incredible game like this, but the deep concern for our friend Claire Ruff.
Yes.
Again, if you're just joining us for some reason, Claire was injured with just about 2 minutes left in this game, stayed down on the floor for a very extended period of time and was taken out on a stretcher by emergency personnel. And so, again, we've been asking you to keep praying, and we ask you to not stop. That's the only thing I know to do.
Yeah.
And
it's all we can do. And I think, you know, I'm, as a football coach and seeing injuries like that, you know, you think a little optimistic and you go, oh, I hope it's just a little stinger, you know, something that just kind of hit a nerve or something like that and got it out of whack a little bit and, you know, sent some tingles down her legs. And so they take all the precaution with that. And I'm hoping for the optimistic look there that, you know, they'll take a look at her and get her all fixed back up and you know, get back to inspire these girls, if nothing else.
Again, just an incredible comeback win for McDonald and the normal emotions of winning a game like this against a tremendous opponent. And again, want to salute Cameron, Coach Chloe Wanick, again, an incredible senior class. Alexi Cuffell, phenomenal player, and fouled out of this game, so they didn't have her at the end, just like McDonald was missing Kendall Heffler at the very end of the game, and yep. Of course Claire as well. Again, a 23-4 season for Cameron, 17-1, co-champions of the Heart of the North Conference. Their season ends here in the sectional semifinal. McDonald now 18-8. Again, 8 losses on the season, but moving to a sectional final. We've seen this before from McDonald, playing in the Western Clover Belt Conference, one of the best small to mid-sized school conferences in the state when it comes to basketball. Incredible. And again, the way that their schedule was set up this year, they played Neillsville, they played Elk Mound, they played Fall Creek, and they challenged themselves to be ready for a game like this. Head coach Sally Williams joins us, and coach, it was an incredible game, but really don't really feel like talking about basketball right now. But we're certainly praying for our friend and your team, again, through incredibly adverse circumstances at the end there, when it looked like with a 6-point lead, you might be able to play again with a lack of a shot clock here in Wisconsin, might be able to play that foul game. Momentum certainly shifted dramatically. Just talk a moment about the grit from your team at the end when Cameron made that final push.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first, obviously, our thoughts and prayers go out to Claire and the Ruff family. And we're just here, and I said we're a team, and we've handled adversity. We've had some situations come up throughout the season already, and we've talked about how it's bigger than basketball and that we have each other's back at all time, and it just showed through tonight, and that when we were praying for her out there, and that we're coming out and we're going to win this for her because she's battling for us all the time. And just, I couldn't be more proud of my team to come back from that, as that's not an easy thing to do, and just be able to grit it out. And that's all it was. That's what we needed. It didn't have to be pretty, and that to just show that tenacity and that we were going to be relentless, and that's what they were. And again, I can't be more proud of my team.
Coach, when we first saw you guys way, way back in early December, an incredibly emotional game on the road at Eau Claire Regis. And that was a game, too, where you were down in the second half, came back and bought a team, or beat a team that probably could be state caliber. I know they lost out earlier, but again, that level of team. And my thought after that game was gritty, not pretty, because it didn't need to be sometimes. It's all about getting that W at the end. And
absolutely,
from that to this, again, we've seen that grit never lessen. And things have gotten prettier and prettier throughout the season. But when you had to fight for one here today, you did.
Absolutely, and that's what we have. We've been tested all year long. Like you said, I'm gonna be honest, we haven't been up at half many games, and that was my message to them at half is, hey, we've been here before, 6 points is nothing, and we got to find a way to dig deep and battle this out. And they did. We know it's a game of runs, like they said. Anybody, give Cameron credit. I mean, they're a great team. Any team could have pulled this out tonight, and luckily for us, we were the ones on top with a push at the end and just being able to hold on together.
Coach, so much attention paid to, and well-deserved, to your sophomore class, how talented the sophomore class is. But without your seniors,
absolutely,
you would not be walking away with a W. I mean, it just, Kendall was incredible, but Tess Rozowski was just brilliant.
Yes. And I'm so proud of Tessa. She's been working hard, and she was gone for a little bit just for a great opportunity for her coming back. It's been hard to get back in the shape, and I told her mentality. I literally said to her, I'm like, I want you to go hit shots, and she did, and I couldn't be more proud of her tonight. And that's the team we have. We know that any person up, we have such great depth and just different opportunities, and that's a kudos to the season of that they've shined in different games, and not everyone has shined, but tonight Kendall battled so hard on the boards, and then Tessa's big shots, just big moments. Absolutely,
it really was again an emotional, incredible game. And coach, Gives me so much pleasure to say we'll see you on Saturday.
That'll be fun. And congratulations.
I just want to give a huge shout out to just all the fans that came out and supported. The gym was packed. I just can't thank those people enough that come to my support circle, that come here. I had a surprise guest come here. And just as always, my parents, shout out back home because I know they're watching and would have loved to been here. To support, and we just have such a strong community, which is what I love so much about McDonald and what I came from myself, and so I can't be more proud of this community and to help being that leader, but this team did it tonight, and I'm proud of them, and we'll see you Saturday.
Coach, it's been a privilege getting to know you and your team better this season. We'll see you then.
All right, sounds
Thanks,
good.
Thanks, Coach.
That's head coach Sally Williams here on WOGO. So kind as to join us, as always, here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's postglassandmirror.com. We've got some highlights to get queued up, and we'll let you know about the leading scorers as well. That'll all come up in 3 minutes here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The Lady Macs win it in the sectional semifinal, 62-61. Back in three on WOGO.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's postglassandmirror.com. And I can already tell you I'm going to need one more break to thank our sponsors and to get a few highlights queued up here as there are a lot of events in the second half. But the most important stat before we dive into the stats here, as the McDonald is getting the W here, their 11th victory in a row, 62-61. It came down to the very final moments here. And again, a phenomenal Cameron team. Senior Layden, they've got a great sophomore class coming back as well, too, as does McDonald. Again, maybe something we haven't talked about a whole lot yet in the post game is the severe height disadvantage that McDonald battled with. And again, how do you deal with that? Well, what we saw a lot of times at the end was, okay, if they're going to be able to get rebounds over the top of us without going over the back, how do we, you know, it's fundamentals boxing out, but also in order to keep them from getting some of those offensive rebound second chance points, it's, you know, grabbing at the basketball
exactly.
When they bring it low. If they don't keep it high, like they always teach the bigs to, if someone brings it down to gather, take it away from them.
Exactly. That's the exact point, Caleb, right there. They always tell the bigs to keep the ball up in the air. As soon as they brought it down, the McDonald girls just did a really good job of just taking it out of their hands, basically. They were out of position a lot of times there with their box outs. And when Cameron got the ball and the McDonald girls just did not stop, pretty relentless there.
Well, and at the end of the game, again, you could kind of see, and I think rightly so in a game of this magnitude, that the officials were going to say, hey, we want to take a step back. And so, again, a little more contact, bodies bumping, flying, and saying, let's not call anything cheap with both teams in the double bonus, and let's kind of let this play out. And I think that's kind of what we saw, physicality going up. Again, bodies just flying all over the place, it seemed, on some of the rebounds, loose balls, etc. And so, again, it's about hustle, heart, effort, and McDonald just had just enough at the end. Again, always have the hustle, always have the heart, always have the effort. That's what we've seen from a Coach Sally Williams team. But, man, it was strained to the very brink here at the end, but they hold on.
Yes, and the grit there was just unbelievable. The composure, you know, like we had talked before the beginning of the second half where the Macs were down and kind of, you know, lost their way a little bit at the end of the first half.
They were down 11 in the second half, too. I mean, that six-point deficit ballooned.
Yeah, and they just kind of, you know, lost their way there at the end of that first half. And everybody looked a little out of whack, and they got the halftime in and recomposed and came out and did a nice job in the second half to come out with that W.
We've seen this, I think, in some of these key victories for McDonald. Again, splitting with Fall Creek, splitting with Regis. But in both of those games where they beat Regis, beat Fall Creek, it was a come-from-behind victory against, again, teams that are state caliber. Again, Fall Creek went to a sectional final last year, and a lot of people thought they might be back again this year. Regis, again, with the seniors they had, with LMA Cooper, a player of the year in the conference as a sophomore, people thought, and again, I think rightly so, that could be a state caliber team as well, too. And so that's the level of competition that McDonald's played against, along with the Neillsvilles and the Elk Mounds an up-and-coming Bloomer team and Durand, Arkansas as well, too. So they've been battle tested and learned what it felt like to see a game get away and learned what it feels like to get down and not give up. And it's just been, again, a treat to see this young team, mostly young team, grow. Here, let's take a look at the leading scores for both sides. 8 different players scored for McDonald and 6 different players scored for Cameron. Cameron had 3 in double figures. They were led by Bailey Olson. Again, she's coming back. Just a sophomore, phenomenal. Had 15 points, but 12 in the first half. They held her to just 3 in the second half. 14 points for Cora Rumsas, the senior. Again, she was just excellent. All but 6 of those points, so 8 made free throws coming from the foul line. Olivia Lecision, again, another senior, phenomenal. 11 points for her. Lexi Cuffle had 8 points tonight. Again, the senior fouled out. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal basketball player, and I would sure assume will be playing at the next level somewhere. And she finishes her fine high school career with 8 points. 6 for Anna Baraboo and 7 for Inez Schmidt. Another one of those sophomores for head coach Chloe Wanick. On the other side, for McDonald, 3 players scored in double figures. Not their leading score throughout the season, Claire Ruff, who again battled foul trouble and then left the building with injury. But Claire ended up just shy of double-digit points. But how about 16 points for Ann Siegenthaler? 12 in the first half. Was just phenomenal there in the first half. Ended with 16 for the game. Her twin sister, Erin, had 13, and Erin just balled out. She was fantastic. How about Kendall Heffler? Just the senior, just I mean, just putting it out there, we're not going home without a victory today. She was just fantastic. And by the way, shout out to Claire, or excuse me, shout out Kendall. To Kendall for bringing my favorite treats here. We'll show it on the video stream. So we've got the Reese's, and we've got a card that I'll go into as well, too. Again, very well packaged. And, yeah, we've got other treats. So courtesy of the classy senior, Kendall Heffler, who we see down there right now. We're giving her a shout-out, too. And Kendall, again, really wanted me, before we started video streaming, really wanted me to say that she dunked it during a game, which she got close a couple times within a foot or so, maybe, of dunking. And so anyway, I told her the video doesn't lie, so we can't do that. But again, 12 points for Kendall Heffler, 9 for Claire Ruff, 6 for Tess Rozowski. Again, another senior, just phenomenal. 2 huge, huge three-pointers in the second half for Tess, 3 for Emily Hartman, 2 for Riley Christensen Richardson, and 1 for Chloe Flanagan. Again, before the gym clears out, we've got to take one final break so I can get those highlights queued up so we can, again, put a bow on this one of the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi High and McDonald's student athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Metropolis Resort, the perfect spring break destination. Endless adventures and fun at Chaos Water Park, relaxing in the lazy river to getting splashed by the dump bucket or racing around the go-karts and your favorite arcade games in Action City. There's something for everyone. Unwind at our delicious on-site dining, City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Book your spring break adventure at metropolisresort.com or call one of our fun experts, 715-760-9240.
Metropolis Resort.
Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass, Amir, and Chippewa Falls. Let's hear how it all unfolded. Your first and second half highlights here on WOGO. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports as McDonald wins at 62-61. One moment, as Caleb was not quite ready for that. All the build up and then. And more
plenty of stuff.
Let's just be glad that there's another game coming up after this, and we'll try and get things dialed in for that one. Here we go. Pass then Chloe Flanagan picks up her dribble, throws in the left corner. That's Ann Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up, drops it down. Kendall Heffler up for two, and there's the first basket of the night to McDonald. Sophomore to senior. Size do the comments again. 23-3. Cuffle swings left side. That's Bailey Olson, their leading scorer. Back to Cuffle up top. She throws high post to Olivia Lecision. Has her shot blocked by Kendall Heffler. Kendall with the block. Scramble for the loose ball. Cuffle's first basket. And again, you just have to be so sure-handed with the ball right now if you're McDonald, or yes, Cameron will take it away. Feed to Kendall Heffler along the baseline. Gets good position. Goes up and scores again. Kendall came to play. 8-6 McDonald. First, team's third. Donald inbound with Aaron Siegenthaler, finds Claire Ruff in the left corner, straddling the arc. Up top to Riley Christensen, Emily Hartman, kick out Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler for three!
Nice.
Bucket for McDonald! The hit from the right wing for Siegenthaler. 11-6. And that's the fourth whistle against McDonald. And you mentioned someone's going to need to step up, and in this situation with Claire on the bench.
There we go.
And Siegenthaler with a steal. Euros down the lane. Oh. Goes down! 13-8, and Siegenthaler. Back to Cuffell. Cuffell back to Olsen. Olsen has a good look at a three. Right side. That one rims in and out. Kendall Heffler powers down the rebound. Pushes out and Siegenthaler. And a one-on-one down the lane. Challenge and scores! 17-8. McDonald with a nine-point lead. We'll step out. Right side and Siegenthaler.
Surveying everything there.
And out to Chloe. Chloe dumps it down to Buescher. Kick out. Claire Ruff. Left corner pocket. Three!
Nice.
Splashed it! Claire Ruff with the hit from downtown. And 0-3-7. Oh, hard in the paint, nice. Going up and scoring an and one for Ann Siegenthaler.
I don't know how she got that pass through there, but that was a dime.
Throws her Rumsaus. Rumsaus down the lane, hit the underside of the backboard with her layup attempt. Claire Ruff will push ahead to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron right side, drops it back, tipped pass, back to Claire. Claire pulls up from 10, it's sweet. Radio. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com, live streaming video on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Claire Ruff gets
there
a nice
go.
Feed from Siegenthaler, and Ruff up and in for two, sneaking along that left baseline.
Great.
Drives baseline. Claire driving hard into the baseline, hangs
oh,
in the
and one.
Counted, and a foul. Claire with the hoop and harm.
That.
A momentum shift, but Cuffell has her shot changed in the lane, and Claire Ruff comes out of there with the basketball.
That was when I wish we had instant replay.
Aaron Siegenthaler drives in hard. Euros and scores! There's the basket. 41-36. Across the logo. Right side feed. Bailey Olsen. They left her open again. She's too strong on the free throw. Offensive rebound, though, by Cameron. Back out to Olsen. Olsen drives in hard. Her shot
nice block.
By the Siegenthalers.
I think Kendall's come from behind there. And
a muscly basket for Ann Siegenthaler. McDonald back with the
first. There's Ann
Olsen. Siegenthalers.
I think Kendall's come from behind there. And Ann was in front. There's Ann.
Ann in the lane. Pull up. No. Grabs her own rebound. Goes up strong.
There we go.
Scores. A muscly basket for Ann Siegenthaler. McDonald back within two possessions. Siegenthaler has 14. Timeout on the floor with 10. Right side, Aaron Siegenthaler. Outside the arc. Slides a bounce pass to Kendall Heffler. Long cross court skip on Lee Hartman. Extra pass. Tess Rozowski for another three.
Got it!
Yes! Hits the three and gives McDonald the lead! 51-50! Cuffell back to Olsen. Olsen the left wing. The couple straight on. Cuffell 4-3. Front of the rim. No. Rebound tracked down, but taken away by McDonald. A push ahead. Kendall Heffler over the shoulder catch. Layup in.
Nice.
McDonald retakes the lead. Siegenthaler with the find. Emily Hartman. Hartman kick. Aaron Siegenthaler 4-3. Left wing. Off the front of the rim. No. Rebound out with Cameron, and they've got someone wide ahead of the pack. That's Olsen. Olsen missed the layup. Offensive rebound. Put back. No.
Another miss.
McDonald takes the rebound down.
There's Kendall again.
Siegenthaler to Kendall. Kendall ahead of the pack. Over the shoulder.
Oh, nice.
Another layup. Kendall Heffler makes it 55-52. McDonald, timeout on the floor. And we'll take a break to catch our breath as well. Over and a chance to extend a one-possession lead. They lead 55-53. We're at the five-minute mark of the second half. Screen. Siegenthaler driving baseline. Hangs in the air. It hits. Oh, my goodness. Aaron Siegenthaler. 57-53. Four fouls. Left side, Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler drives in hard. Euros hangs in the air. Too strong. Rebound to Cuffell. Cuffell will run. Right side, Olsen. Olsen to tie the game for three. Backside of the rim. No. Rebound out to Kendall Heffler. Kendall has a one-on-one. Then the right side of the lane hangs in the air. And
it
goes down again for Kendall. 59-54, McDonald. 9-2-point game. Aaron Siegenthaler. Try to give McDonald a three-point advantage. Free throw. Perfect. Aaron Siegenthaler hits two pressure-packed free throws, and it's a three-point game. Inez Christensen-Richardson at the blocks. Inez Schmidt, second free throw. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by McDonald. It's loose. Taken back out by Bailey Olsen. 8 seconds left. Olsen guarded closely. 6 seconds. Olsen pulls up for three to tie the game. No. Offensive rebound. Put back. Yes. From the
Just, yep. They run out. 61.
Is there any time left?
No.
No, the game is over. And McDonald has won. McDonald survives by a point and moves on to a sectional final on Saturday.
Wow. Heart rate goes up again just listening to that.
It does.
A thrilling finish here. From Barron. Again, thank you to Athletic Director Brittany Hover, our host. Thank you to Sam Aberle, our camera operator and producer on site for the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Thank you to all the sponsors that you see and hear during these broadcasts, making it possible for us to follow our Lady Macs wherever they might go. Thank you to Gavin Bovey and Elliot Spies, our twin audio producers back at the WOGO studios in Halley, and Mark Maloney. A lot of fun. Let's say we do it again on Saturday afternoon. But first, we've got the boys on the road up at Ladysmith for a rematch with the Lumberjacks, trying to get the better of them. They lost up at Ladysmith earlier on in the season in December, and hopefully a better result this time in a regional semi, 6:30 p.m. tomorrow right here on WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports on YouTube.
Yes, that's going to be a good game, too. And I think the McDonald boys maybe learned a lesson up there when they got beat up there, and I don't think they're going to repeat that. I think the boys are ready to play.
Looking forward to that, and again, hoping we might even have two games to bring you on Saturday. But
yes.
Again, we know at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, venue perhaps to be determined, but that'll be a 12:30 start with highlights of this one on WOGO Sports. So Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and we'll see what else we can find out for you. Again, keep tuned to the WOGO Radio Facebook page and website, WOGO.com, for details on all that coming up. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Barron High School in beautiful Barron, Wisconsin. Once again, your final score from this WIAA Division IV sectional semifinal, the McDonald Lady Macs 62, the Cameron Comets 61. This has been McDonald Lady Macs Playoff Basketball, presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Barron.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.